Before we do anything else, let's get on to the ice, shall we? Let's go to that ice. Come on, ice, where are you? Well, I guess there it is. Wow, for a moment I didn't think we were going to have any ice there. That would be really bad. Because I'm welcoming to the program lead ice tech and Blackhawks Zamboni driver who's been doing it for like, how many years, Dan? Dan Ahern, how many years have you been on driving that Zamboni?
43 years between the stadium and United Center.
Wow. But you're way more than just a Zamboni driver or just a lead ice tech. You have been bashing yourself around hockey rinks for decades, losing teeth, breaking your nose. How many times do you think you broke your nose playing hockey?
Four times, I remember.
Maybe a few you don't.
After the last time it was done, I had it straightened, so it looks normal now.
Wow. So you've really got, I mean, you've got hockey in your bones and your blood. I mean, it's part of your DNA, right?
Yeah, the whole time I played, I was a little guy, so, you know, I took the brunt of the big guys.
So this lifelong love of hockey and ice, where did the whole thing with a Zamboni and the whole idea of cleaning ice, where did all of that start for you?
Well, it's a long story.
I got time.
We got all night.
Yeah, sure.
I started playing hockey when I was like 5 years old at a rink in my hometown in Elmhurst. And, you know, got to playing hockey and then hanging around the rink on the weekends. I became a skate guard and I learned how to referee and linesman. You're hanging, you know, we used to do the little kids games.
Yeah.
And hanging around the rink. So you hang around the rink all weekend and, you know, do a little side job, sweep the lobby and do this and do that. And, you know, for maybe after open skate or something, there'd be 15 minutes of ice. We'd get out there and shoot around for a little bit. We hung around all the group, about 10 of us kids, and we hung around the air all weekend just so we could get, you know, 10 minutes of free ice time. And,
yeah,
you know, they called us rink rats. So you're hanging around the rinks, and one thing led to another. And I was there to probably call in lines on a little kid's game, and it's 4 o'clock on a Sunday, and the guy that's supposed to work his shift to drive the Zamboni didn't show up. Well, me as a little kid, I used to take on the weekends when they got done doing the ice, they'd park it because it was an outdoor rink and park outside, and the old machines didn't dump the snow. You had to shovel them out. So they park it over on the side of the parking lot, and those kids go in there and shovel it out. And so then I started driving it back to the garage, and but one day, said one other kid goes, "Well, you know, what's his name ain't here to do the ice, and we got a game." And so, seen you driving it around, so I'll try it. You know, can't be that hard.
Yeah.
And the old machines were, the machine back then, they were built on World War II era Jeep chassis.
Wow.
It was a CJ5 Jeep chassis with the CJ5 Jeep engine and manual transmission and manual steering. And I'm a 12-year-old kid trying to steer this thing around the rink. I don't know if you ever driven a car with manual steering before. But
a while ago, yeah, I did. It's been a while, but I know what you're talking about.
If it's moving, it's not too bad. If it's standing still, when you're 12 years old, it's kind of hard to do.
Well, how much does a Zamboni weigh?
The modern ones now, they're about 6,600 pounds. The battery machines are up around 10,000 pounds.
Wow. Well, they weren't quite that heavy, though, when you're a 12-year-old trying to steer a Zamboni with manual.
I would imagine they're probably 5,000-6,000 pounds even back then.
Wow.
They built them out of real steel back then.
Right. You know, I just love the story. I mean, it's a great story. It's like this was your interest from like you're 5 years old. You're hanging around the neighborhood where the rink is. You're doing odd jobs. You're doing this. You're doing that. You stay there. You notice the guy with the Zamboni. Somebody doesn't show up. You and the kids are going, "Hey, we can drive this thing." And a legend was born, if you don't mind me saying so.
Yep. And as the story goes, I had shop class in high school and, you know, learned mechanics and all that stuff. And
yeah,
they had the machines there, the old machine there, and they bought another old one. And, you know, they're both weren't really great. So I go, you know what I'm going to do with my summer project? I'm going to take summer school in the auto shop. I'm going to take both of these machines over there. I'm going to make one good one out of two bad ones.
So
that was my summer school project. And the machine was a 1960, and I kind of lost track, but as, like, 5 years ago, that machine was still operating somewhere in northern Minnesota.
Amazing. Just amazing. And there's something with, well, you know what? Hold on to that, everyone. We got lots more to do with Dan and the Zamboni and him being the lead ice tech. And you're going to love it when we come back on 720 WGN. A lot of people say they want to drive a Zamboni, but, you know, not that many people do. But the guy that's on the phone with us does, and he's been doing it for over 40 years for the Chicago Blackhawks. It's Dan Ahern, who's the lead ice tech and obviously the Zamboni driver. And we were talking about your history with hockey and how you got into the situation that you're in today. And I believe there was some story about Stan Mikita and... Tony Esposito had something to do with you when you were a kid.
I used to work at a rink in Westmont.
Yeah.
Which was the guy that used to run the rink in Elmhurst took it over. So he brought me over there when I was a teenager.
Right.
And in the off season, they used to start coming there around beginning of August. They would have, you know, two or three times a week. They would, you know, because there wasn't a lot of indoor ice rinks back then that, For the guys to work, so they would come out there. And they'd have an hour and a half ice time a day, and I knew Tony and Stan because their kids played at the rink at Elmer's, and I had them in hockey classes when they were little kids. So they already knew me, and they knew I played hockey. And there, everyone there was only a few guys, and they go, Tony Esposito, you know, hey Danny, you got your stuff, hey? You want to come out and shoot around, play with us? We're short guys. Yeah, I got my stuff here. I put on, went out, so. Then it was a regular thing. Every time we're there, I went out and skated with them. So
that's a great story.
That was a connection with the stadium.
Right.
They were looking for somebody, and, you know, out of the blue, I got a phone call one morning from a guy, John Fetta, who was a manager at Chicago Stadium. And so, you want to come down and talk to me? We're looking for somebody with so you're a young guy, but it sounds like you really know a lot about this stuff. So someone down there asked me.
A young guy and knowing a lot about this stuff, that's an understatement. You know, I was looking up some history about the Zamboni, and you're probably well aware of this, but, you know, there was a time when there wasn't a Zamboni, and then there was a time that there was. And when the Zambonis hit the NHL, the ice rinks, they were like a crowd pleaser. And I read a story about Arthur Wirtz, who was a little ticked off at the beginning, because the Zamboni was such a unique event that people weren't leaving their seats to go to the concession stands while the Zamboni was out clearing the ice. I mean,
yeah,
it's always...
Before the Zamboni, it used to take 45 minutes to do the ice.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
Hockey only had two periods back then.
Right.
But they had a bigger division. They used to go out there with shovels and scrape it and... They had what they called flood carts. In fact, when I started the stadium, the flood carts were still in the basement. They had these big barrels on wheels and would lay the water down after the guy shoveled it.
Man, oh, man. So, I mean, you've been there over, 40? You said 40-some years?
Yes.
So you've seen the development of the Zamboni over the decades.
Oh, yeah.
What's the one biggest change that you... I'm sure there's plenty of changes, but... The one that you find to be the most unique between Zamboni then and Zamboni now?
Dumping the shavings that you shave off the ice, for one, instead of having to shovel the tank out. Number two, the machines are all hydraulic, like a tractor.
Yeah.
Hydrostatic drive.
Yeah.
Where the foot pedal, and the more you open the hydrostat pump, the more... fluid flows through it, so the faster the machine will go.
How fast does How fast does the machine go? How fast does the Zamboni? How fast do you drive the Zamboni on the Blackhawks ice?
Well, about 4.5 miles an hour is really the best speed for resurfacing the ice. You go on some of these community rings, you see these guys flying around there like in 5 minutes, and they're going really fast, or they're not really doing a good job.
Yeah, I know. I know what that's like. You know, it's like driving a tractor in a farm. If you go too fast, you're not going to get your crops done, but you got to take your time, because yep. It's an art to keep that ice shaved, if you ask me.
Well, they're talking about a crop. When I go in a rink and try and train people, sometimes these rinks hire me to come in and help them out and mm-hmm. train some drivers. Probably the first thing I tell them, I said, your ice out there is your crop, and if you're not taking care of it properly, it's not going to be very good, and your customers are going to start complaining about it.
Well, I'm glad I made that analogy, because that's what happened to me when I was a kid. Not on the ice, but on my uncle's farm. He said, go drive this tractor. I said, okay, great. I zip around the field. I come back. He goes, we're going to have to do that all over again because, you know, you just went too fast. But we're on the same page.
Yeah, about half the corn out there.
Exactly. Hey, man, I saw the article about you in the Block Club. I'm so glad you came on with us, Dan. All the best to you. All the best to the Blackhawks. And we'll be looking for you in the Zamboni down there at the...
Well, thank you. Got to get time to have you come down there and go for a ride with me one night.
Oh, have we got that on tape? Because I'll take you up on that. Thanks, Dan.
You know, they have riders on there, so just got to arrange it. That's all.
Well, I think I know some people. I know a guy who knows a guy. Thanks, Dan.
And guess what? I won't even scare you.
I appreciate that. Dan Ahern, chief ice tech and driver of the Zamboni over there for the Blackhawks.